Quick Facts. I don't just bring you the news, I bring you the newsmakers.
Consul General of the U.S. Consul General in Lagos, giving her first ever interview in Nigeria. Claire Pierangelo.
They come to me because they know Lagos is listening.
I love the way you engage Nigerians, especially with these people who are called to supremacist Nigerians. They still be among Nigerians than you and I.
We talk to the newsmakers.
The Special Assistant to the President on Digital and New Media, Tolu Ogunlesi. Frankenba has just walked into the studio. Yawande Sadiku. Yawande is the Executive Secretary of NIPC, the Nigeria Investment Promotion Council. The Senior Special Assistant to President Muhammadu Buhari on Public Affairs, Mr. Ajuri Ngelale.
We talked to captains of industry.
She's the founder and CEO of Tomato Joss, one of Nigeria's biggest agro-industrial businesses. Her name is Mira Mehta. He's been selected for Forbes 30 Under 30. His name is Ineoluwa Aboyeji.
We talked to the experts.
He's the chief economist at Business Day. He's a big friend of the show. Donso Bikini.
He's the head of the Department of Molecular Biology and Biotechnology at the Nigerian Institute of Medical Research, NIMR. Dr. Bamidele Walofo.
And we talk to you.
I found Mr. Usman through Hard Facts. He's a listener. He sent us a WhatsApp message when we were talking about the scanners at the port.
Give me your afternoon and I'll give you the answers.
Information at its peak. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm listening.
Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 1 minute now past 5 o'clock, and we'll bring you something that we bring your way every Wednesday. I call it the realest business show on radio. If you earn a living, you probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the billion-dollar valuation of
Balogun Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigeria Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of
and Balogun Street.
The maximum I'll spend on fuel, so on throw, was 4,000.
Balogun Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Like I said, can Lagos make getting a physical planning permit easier? Can Lagos make getting a physical planning permit easier? The government says the answer is yes. Here's today's business hard fact. The Lagos State Physical Planning Permit Agency has said it is reducing the processing time for physical planning permits from 12 or 13 days to 10. This is all part of a general process for trying to improve ease of doing business in the area of physical planning. Now, this is very important news for anybody who is in the real estate development industry or the construction business. Every day counts for them. But it's also important for their customers and the public, because the hope is that these moves will improve compliance when people build, which improves safety for everyone. Joining me to talk about this, I'm not sure he's here yet, but we are waiting for him to join us via Zoom. But joining me to have this conversation is the General Manager, Lagos State Physical Planning Permit Authority, Kehinde Oshinaike. He's going to join us on Balogun Broad, hopefully in a few minutes, and we can have this conversation. We have been in talks with him and his team, and they did say that they will be on the show today. So we do hope that they'll go ahead and join via the link. But Lagos, you are my second guest, as always, the most important guest. We want to hear from you. Have you tried to get a physical planning permit? Are you trying to get one now? We're going to have the general manager of the Lagos State Physical Planning Permit Authority on the show with us. So today's a good day to call in with questions you have and call in and share your experience. Because sometimes what management thinks is happening is often not what's happening out in the streets, right? So 0700-993-993-993. While we wait for him to join, let's go ahead and take your calls, take your WhatsApp comments as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805.
And of course, the studio number is 0700-993-993-993. If you've never heard of the Lagos State Physical Planning Permit Authority, well, we're going to have the general manager join us and explain, number one, what their agency does. And then he'll also talk to us about the physical planning permits today. Who needs one? What percentage of real estate developments or construction projects in general, you know, would they say comply with the laws and obtain a physical planning permit? We're going to find that out from the general manager of this particular agency. I mean, we have this agency saying that they are cutting down the processing time for a planning permit from between 12 and 13 days to 10 days. I'm curious about the changes that they're going to make to enable this. I'm curious about what's going to get cut out. I'm curious about how exactly they're going to achieve this. All of that is what we'll find out today from our guest when he joins us eventually. Is there a plan for automating and digitizing the process? We'll also be asking that question. I mean, we have an announcement from the agency about a renewal of Obalen Day, right? So we'll talk about the specific terms, specific problems in Obalen Day, and what the plan for fixing is. But hey, remember I said, you know, I want to hear your experiences with trying to get a physical planning permit. 0700-993-993-993. We still do not have our guest yet with us via Zoom. We're hoping that he does join us. Hello. Thank you very much for calling us. Hello. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. WhatsApp is 08095975805. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello. Hello. Hello, Friday. Okay, we don't have Friday just yet. But we do have Agogo Obo, who is also, incidentally, a physical urban planning expert. when he's not a journalist reading news on the TV or on radio, he's out there giving people, don't build here, build here, don't build here, you know?
Oh, dear. I wish it was as easy as that, though.
But, hey, talk to us about this process, right? Yeah. I mean, is it even doable, this thing that... the agency has announced? Is it even doable?
Yeah. Well, I think what Lagos has done usually, especially when it comes to physical planning, is that they set the pace, you know, in terms of what people want to do with physical planning and then development. They have usually what every planner has is the master plan they work with. And what they usually would say, the master plan is something that is not static. It's flexible. So you can keep moving the goalpost here and there. The biggest problems for developers many times when they come to submit their drawings, the architectural drawings, the mechanical, civil drawings, electrical drawings to get approval. Back in the days, it took, when I did do some stuff with Abuja, with the FCDA, that even have more resources. And then in Lagos too, with the Federal Housing Authority. I mean, people pursued the approval for years. I mean, yes, people's files will get lost, but what Lagos did the first time was to automate some of the processes, especially when it comes to the CFO, for example, they can have that done. And the major problem when we were talking about this earlier was whether they could enforce this, was because most planning authorities or agencies or at the federal level, which is the commission, is they have a problem with personnel to enforce the law. So usually when you submit the building plans, when it gets to one office, they will have to vet. It's what they call the process, the vetting process. It will move from one point to the other point. The biggest problems they often face was with the number of people on ground to enforce these things. If you notice many times, a lot of building happens during the weekend. So the weekend building happens because people aren't watching then. Everybody has gone home. So they walk Saturday and Sunday very quickly. And by Monday, when you get back, you see that they've moved from foundation to first floor or second floor. So those are issues that people oftentimes face. But if you get the approval out early enough, that will help reduce to an extent people having to go, you know, people having to bypass the existing law to do buildings at night time or when no one is watching. That's one problem. Then the other problem you talked about, Obalende.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, back in the days when you had people, buildings collapsing, and I had discussions then with the Commissioner for Fiscal Planning, and I said, why do you have different rules for Lagos Island and another rule for the mainland?
Mm.
I mean, the rule of thumb will say, for example, you should not have less than 3 meters setback from one building to the next building. What is in the approved plan? The rule of thumb will say you should not have less than half the height of one story building, more than a story building to the next building, as a setback from one building to the next building. Rule of thumb will say from the road to this place, you should have the, you know, all of this is laid in the existing document and the building plan. But, well, you say, you know, it's a congested place, you know, we cannot stick. So what we do is that with Lagos Island, Obalende and the rest of them, they reduce it from 3 meters to 1.5 meters.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those things have consequences when you have to go around those sort of things. But, I mean, Lagos Island is long overdue for urban renewal or regeneration.
But how are they going to do that with all the buildings that have gone up there over the years? You think it's impossible?
It's a nightmare. It's impossible.
Well, I think we have the GM finally who has joined us via Zoom. I'm not sure. Do we have Kane Day there? Has he joined us?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay, great. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. Sorry about the technical difficulty getting in.
Okay, it's all right.
Okay. All right. So I've already told Lagos who you are, but I don't know what your agency does. I've left that for you to tell us. Could you explain to Lagos what your agency does?
Okay. Actually, we do quite a lot. But primarily, we issue clearances, that's planning permits for application for the intention to construct a structure on a particular subject site according to the regulations, that's the Lagos State Urban and Regional Planning Development laws and the regulation. We are supposed to, we are mandated to issue what they call fiscal planning permits to any prospective applicants that wants to construct any form of structure within Lagos State. That is primarily what you do. Aside from also carrying out monitoring exercise to ensure that people actually also construct their structure or their buildings within the confines or the ambit of the law. That is, if I have given you a permit to construct a story building or bungalow or multi-story structure, we expect that, I mean, you do same. That is, you carry out your construction within that permit that has been granted to you. Otherwise, we will not allow you, I mean, to construct that building because it will be violating our regulations.
Hmm. So who needs one? Because we're talking about physical planning permits today. Who needs one?
Yes, anybody that is interested in embarking on the construction of a structure, for instance, either a bungalow, that's for residential, or you want to construct what you call for commercial use, that it could be either office, we expect that you get a permit. That's all you want to renovate an existing structure that is covered with a planning permit. We also expect you to apply to us to get what you call renovation permits.
Mm.
Or you want to construct a petrol filling station or a gas station, popularly called that's gas station anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We expect you to get your permits. Or you want to construct a recreational park. Once it within the states, then the law expects you to obtain a permit for such. Otherwise, you will contravene the law of the state.
Interesting. What percentage of real estate... Oh, you're still talking. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Well, for instance, if Sandra is interested in constructing a building in Banana Island, for instance, we expect you to make application to us, particularly to our district office. Then we'll process such. After the payment of the statutory fees, then we are going to grant you approval. Again, it's important for me to emphasize that you have to also be a tax compliance. That is, you must be paying your tax as at when due to the Lagos State Government for us to process your application for the construction of any type of building in Lagos State.
What percentage of real estate developments or construction projects in general would you say comply with the laws or obtain a physical planning permit?
Okay, thank you for that. And that's the reason why we have been going around telling the public, actually, we prefer a voluntary compliance with our law. Okay. But unfortunately, over the time, we discovered that almost 60%, if not 70% of the existing structures in Lagos State fail to comply or fail to obtain the statutory planning permit from the agency. And this is really worrisome and also negates the team's agenda of Mr. Governor that's making Lagos State a destination, a preferred destination for potential investment, making Lagos State a 21st century economy, making Lagos State a sustainable city. So that is why we've been going around, we have been encouraging people to do what you call voluntary compliance. The process is very, very simple. It's seamless. So for that reason, we are using this opportunity again to appeal to the good people of Lagos State to always approach any of our district offices that are scattered all over the state to obtain their planning permit before embarking on any form of construction within the states. Otherwise, you'll be contravening our law, and we are going to come after you to ensure that the proper things are done.
Why did you choose to adopt voluntary compliance?
Yes. Voluntary compliance in the sense that, look, everything is not, some people are not really aware. You see, if voluntary compliance is adhered to, one, it saves even the owner of that any form of embarrassment, because when we come there, we are going to seal off that particular structure that has no planning permits. So that means we are going to disturb your businesses. We are going to disturb people who are living, the occupants, occupants of that structure of what we call illegal development. And you're also making government to be spending these very essential resources on going after you. This cash resources, if there's voluntary compliance, will not be spending very scarce resources of government chasing after illegal developments. If there's voluntary compliance, we will not need that. Government will be channeling that fund to other essential facilities, other essential infrastructure in the state. So voluntary compliance is good for everybody, particularly the public. When you voluntarily comply with the law, of course, you have the rest of mind. You also have what you call, you enjoy your investments. We will not visit you at any time demanding for your planning permit, because you are voluntary, even where you are voluntary, and we visit. But if, for instance, we visit you, for instance, it's just for you to bring out your planning permit. I say, look, I have my planning permit. So that saves you any embarrassment from any government agency, particularly that's Lagos State Physical Planning Permit and Lagos State Building Control Agency, popularly called LAPCA. So there are a lot of advantages, a lot of benefits when you voluntarily comply with the law. But if you choose to do otherwise, then we are going to visit you, and we are going to seal such structure. This will affect the occupants of that structure. It will also affect your business. It will affect your customers. Your customer will not be able to come and patronize you after we have sealed that property. So we are conversing and we are appealing to the public to please choose voluntary compliance instead of trying to circumvent or not going or not building by the law. This thing is not, it's not in the interest of government to be chasing people around. It's not in the interest of government to be stealing their people's property. Or it is not in the interest of government to be destructing and embarrassing anybody.
Is there no way to because I mean, if you don't force people to do the right thing, more often than not, they will not do the right thing. So is there no way to take it away from their hands and prevent a situation where their businesses are affected, the houses of some people, for instance, if they are renting it out, the tenants are affected, houses collapse, thereby killing people because they don't have the necessary permits? Is there no way to take that choice away from the user and put it in the hands of government?
Yes, of course, it is in the hand of government to ensure that you comply with the law. But you see, when we now start chasing after you, affecting your businesses, it is also uncivilized on the part of the person that is deliberately breaking the law.
I agree, because but I'm talking about before the point you even chase them to, chase them and close their business. I'm talking about before the structure even goes up. Is there no way to ensure that that doesn't even happen before they get a permit from you?
Yes, Sandra, we do.
Okay.
That is why you have the building control agency, LAPCA.
Okay.
We also have our own monitoring arm. In fact, as I speak with you, our officers are on site. They are somewhere along Lekki, ensuring that all these illegal developments are not springing up. One of the things we have tried to do again is to ensure that we have prepared lower order plans where we monitor and guide development. We tell you not to do this and not to do that. For instance, Lagos is very, though it's smallest in terms of geographical space in the state, but the rate of urbanization is very high. Almost thousands of people are, every minute, thousands of people are coming to Lagos State without any meaningful mission, looking for places to stay, looking for houses to live in, looking for where to construct either one room or a two-room apartment. You understand? But on our own part, we are going around the state, every nook and cranny of the state, to ensure that we prevent this. But when we discover that you have gone to build without permit, we're still going to seize that property. But I agree with you, we are doing that. And that is why we are encouraging, almost on a regular basis, quarterly, we go around all the local government. We carry out what you call stakeholders forum, trying to inform them that, look, these are the benefits if you do a voluntary compliance. These are what is expected of you. For instance, in the past 2 months now, we have reduced the processing time because some people are in the habit of complaining that our process is too slow, our process is too cumbersome. So one of the things we have done for the past two months is to reduce our processing period from 18 months to 18 working days to 10 working days, meaning that within 10 working days, you are sure of getting your planning permits. Within 10 working days, you are sure of getting your planning permit because we don't want to be tying people's application down forever. So before we register that application, we ensure that the documentation, you supply us with all the necessary documents and necessary clearances from other MDS, that is ministry, department, and agencies of government, where applicable. Once that has been done, within 10 working days, we are going to get your planning permits. So that is one of the things we are trying to do in order to encourage the public to come forward and make application for planning permits. 10 days, you get your this, you get your planning permit. These are things we are trying to do to encourage the public to, as much as possible, approach us, put in your application, get your planning permit, and immediately you get your planning permit, you are proceeding to Lagos State Building Control Agency, popularly called LAPCA, for you to inform them that, okay, you have gotten your planning permit from LASPA. Now you want to start your construction as so time. Then they will now take it off from there. This is our message to the good people of Lagos State.
Okay, Lagos, let's talk. 0700-993-993-993. If you just tune into the show, we have the General Manager of Lagos State Physical Planning Permit Authority on the show with us, Kehinde Oshinaike. And he's talking to us on Balogun and Broad about the Lagos State Government's plan to make getting a physical planning permit easier. They are saying that they're reducing the processing time for physical planning permits from 18 days to 10 days. Do you have questions for the GM? Have you tried to get a physical planning permit? Are you trying to get a physical permit right now? What are the issues that you've had? What's your experience been so far? WhatsApp is available as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. We're going to take a quick break. I know that Dapo from Fagba is already on the line waiting to talk to the GM, but I will ask Dapo to please give us a call back because we need to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, Kehinde is still here. We'll still talk to him about urban planning in Lagos. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. We're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. You can go and watch there. We're also streaming on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. And of course, listen wherever you are on our website, www.nigeriainfo.fm. We'll be right back.
We're back
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
If you earn a living, you probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the billion-dollar valuation of
Balogun and Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigeria Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of
and Balogun Street.
The maximum I will spend on fuels on fro was 4,000.
Balogun and Broad, Wednesdays at 5. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and on Wednesday at 5 o'clock, we bring you our business show that takes a look at businesses both big and small, and we talk about news items that affect those businesses, and sometimes we talk to the newsmakers themselves. Like today, we have the General Manager of the Lagos State Physical Planning Permit Authority, Kehinde Oshinaike, and he's on Balogun and Broad today talking to us about how they plan to make getting a physical planning permit easier for you. He's talked to us about what the agency does. He's talked to us about who needs a physical planning permit. He says that the percentage of real estate developments or construction projects in Lagos that comply with the law are quite low. He said at least 60% do not have their physical planning permits. And before the break, we were talking about what they could do to ensure that the decision isn't in the hands of the citizens or the users or the customers, and takes that decision into the hands, that control, if you will, into the hands of the government. Now, Mr. Kehinde, your agency has said that it's going to cut down the processing time for a planning permit from between 18 days to 10 days. What changes are you making to enable this? What is getting cut?
Okay, thank you. We are not, it's in operation already for the past 2 months. One of the things we have done, we have tried to critically examine our processes and reduce some of the human interference in that process. For instance, you are not going to register your application without a complete documentation. Meaning that if you don't have your documents are not properly put together, we are not going to register it.
Okay.
If, for instance, you need to get clearance from any ministry or department or agency of government, for instance, like Office of Drainage or Ministry of Waterfront, you have to get those clearances before you approach us. So that is the first thing. Unlike before, where we just take in your application and we're now to start asking you to go and get those. No, this time around, you have to put all of your papers together before you approach us. Because once you register that application, we have to complete it with.
All right. We've lost the connection to Mr. Kehinde there, but we will get him back up and continue this conversation. But Lagos, the general manager of LASPA says that this operation has been on for at least 2 months. They've been able to get people their permits within 10 days. Has this been your experience? 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Thank you for calling us.
Sandra, I want to ask one question.
Sure.
During Fashola time, so many buildings was destroyed. Let's assume now somebody went to meet them now and pay for the necessary bills for the landmark and for the physical planning. Pay all the home money was paid to them. Then they followed up, the building was mounted. Then what if tomorrow government decided to destroy the house because of through road or maybe through the way, and the person went back to meet them, what would be their own take?
So somebody goes and collects all the necessary permits, but government still comes and demolishes their house. What should they do next? Right of way. What should their next course of action be? All right, Frank, thank you very much for calling. Is that possible? Is it possible for someone to get a permit and then later on have government come and reclaim that place as right of way or right of train or something?
Hello. Yes, Sandra. Sometimes it is possible. But when that happens, the person can be rest assured that government will pay the necessary compensation, because this is something that is as a result of the fact that, for instance, the government wants to expand that the right of way of an existing road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certain things we'll have to give. You can see the traffic situation in Lagos State now.
Mm.
And you can see the effort of Lagos State government to contain some of this traffic situation.
Mm-hmm.
And this includes the expansion of existing roads to accommodate more vehicular movements.
Mm-hmm.
So where government needs to do that, what government will now do is to take inventory of the affected structure, evaluate them, and they will... There's what you call Office of Valuation that will value that property along with Lagos State Lands Bureau. They will look at it and pay the appropriate compensation to the affected property owners.
Hmm.
So that is what that is the way. But again, if it has to be the other way around, that you don't have a planning permit.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why we try to encourage people, before you even get your planning, before you buy your land, please approach us. Approach the Surveyor's Office. Approach the Ministry of Physical Planning and Urban Development. Approach LASPA. Tell them what is the status of this land. Let us guide you. Let us inform you. If there's going to be any intending government project coming in that area, we try to guide you accordingly. That's no, this is an acquisition land. Please, but you see, because of the desire of almost everybody in Lagos State to have a roof over them, they want to build, they don't go through the normal channel. They don't go through the normal process of finding out the status of that particular land.
Is there a plan to automate it, digitize the process?
Yes. For instance, the Lands Bureau is well digitized. Everything is computerized in the Lands Office there. Same for the Surveyor's Office. But if, I don't know if you have taken a visit to that place. It doesn't take like forever for them to attend to you, because everything has been computerized. Even sometimes last year, or early this year, the Lagos State Governor State Commission the computerization of the activities of the processes of Lands Bureau. Same for the Surveyor General's office. We are not, you see, that is the beauty of Lagos, and that's why we have to give a lot of credit to the governor. The governor is doing a lot of things to turn around all the activities of every ministry, department, and agency of state government to ensure that our work schedule, our processes are seamless. Our processes are computerized for the benefit of the masses. So when you just call with a press of a button, we're just going to attend to your needs.
We've got Anthony in Ikeja on the line. Anthony, welcome.
Hello.
Thank you,
Sandra,
for calling.
Good evening.
Please,
I want to talk to the GM. Let him hear this. I don't know whether he's aware of what I'm going to say or some people are doing it.
Okay.
In all fairness, Lagos State government, they are really doing well. But there are a lot of things that are very obnoxious that is happening in Lagos State.
Okay.
One, Jakonde built a lot of housing estates in Lagos. A lot of people benefited from it. But this present government is not building any. And they are also inhibiting other people from building. For example, for you to get this permit that he's talking about, it's just something they come on air and say. It is not something that you can just go and get it like that. The cost of getting this thing is so obnoxious. Even if you go to the United States of America, you don't. The charges in Lagos State government concerning building in Lagos is one to be gone in anywhere in any part of the world. I've never seen anywhere in the world that they will ask somebody like a pensioner that just got little gratuity he wants to build. They'll just give you first, go and pay $2 million or $5 million tax. For I just don't know. This somebody has been paying tax for over 35 years. You now want to get a building permit to build something, even if it's a small bungalow for yourself, to at least have a shelter after serving the nation. Somebody will just sit down at that FIRS office and issue letters for people to go and be paying millions of naira before they even attend to you. That is not even the permit, the amount they will pay for the permit. The permit itself is so much that they keep increasing it every week or every month. What is really happening in Lagos? I don't think the governor is aware of this. Is it the quest to drive for revenue for them to say that these agencies are doing well or they are doing it to make people run out of Lagos? You need to go and investigate what I'm talking about. If you doubt what I'm saying, I can furnish you with documentation of what they've been churning out from their offices for people to pay. It is very, very difficult for people to build in Lagos. And here they're telling people to build for people to go. How do people spend such millions of naira to get permits and expect them to build and there should be affordable housing? How can that happen? We are living in a... Lagos want to be like a kind of city that will be known all over the world. But what the administrators here in Lagos are doing is bad. When I mean bad. Let him react to this question.
Anthony, thank you very much for calling. Balogun Broad is sponsored by UNICAF. UNICAF is the leading online higher education provider, and they're going to be talking to you in a few minutes about the unique opportunities that UNICAF provides through their scholarship program. Mr. Kende, what do you say to that caller?
Okay, thank you very much. First and foremost, it's not true that the present administration led by Mr. Wajide Sanwo-Olu is not building affordable housing for the good people of Lagos State. This government has commissioned a lot of housing projects scattered all over the states. For instance, this Ipori was commissioned by the Lagos State government, same for Agege area, Igondo, and many others, same for Ikorodu. This government has constructed more housing for the masses, even more than any previous government I can think of. So that is a fact. I mean, they're there for everybody to see. Ikwari is there, Agege is there, Ikorodu is there. Igondo is there. All over the people of Lagos, more than previous administration. That's the fact. Nobody can dispute that. Then on the issue of tax, people have been to my office many times. A lot of people complain about this issue of tax. But Sandra, do you know one thing is this? We have a civic responsibility to this. As an individual, I want to be that you have to pay your tax as I went due. Not only pay your tax, you have to pay the correct tax. That's what you call correct tax. What we have found is in most cases that people underpay their taxes. That is where they pay. They underpay. They don't do what they call total disclosure to government, to Lagos State, Internal Revenue, when they are paying their tax. They have some other sources of income that for one reason or the other, they fail to disclose to LRS for them to be assessed and given the right, the amount of money to pay as their tax. It's as for income tax, especially as income tax. And how do we know some of this? Take, for instance, somebody who said, okay, is a retiree. A retiree, for instance, yes, when you come and there's evidence that, look, this is your status as far as tax payment is concerned. You are a retiree. We advise you bring all the necessary documents attesting to the fact that you are actually a retiree. The tax office will look at it, they will examine it, and be sure. But people just want to walk into and say whatever thing and say, look, I've been paying my tax. For instance, somebody will say I'm paying as low as 10,000 annually as tax. Meanwhile, you have other sources of income that you are failed to disclose to the tax people. That is one. And two, like I said, for these 10 working days for processing, you see, there are some other administrative things that we have tried to put in place. But because that is our internal working, I won't be able to be disclosing that. One thing I've always tell people, my office is open at any time. If you have any complaints, just come in. I will attend to you. I've attended to a lot of people since morning with one issue. I have resolved. They left with smiles on their faces. So, but what I want to emphasize is this. Please, in case you are in doubt about your tax status, please visit the LRS, that's Lagos State Internal Revenue Service. Tell them, look, this is my tax. Am I good to go? Once you have been cleared and you put in your application, I can tell you it's going to be seamless. You are not going to have any problem. But when it was discovered that you are underpaying government, that's in form of tax, now you are underpaying your tax, then the NRS will look at it and tell you that, look, politely, they will write you, you are not paying the correct tax. You have other sources of income that are not taxed, you have not disclosed for them to be taxed.
Okay.
So these are one of the things that is causing this issue of tax.
Okay, let's take a quick break.
To be above board when it comes to that. Thank you.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, hear from our sponsors, Unicaf, come back and take one more call, and then we'll let Mr. Kende go.
I want to study for an internationally recognized MBA degree that would help me boost my career, but I can't leave my family and my job.
At Unicaf, we are here to inspire and help you make an impact as you thrive for success. Grab this opportunity and study for an internationally recognized online MBA degree with up to 80% Unicaf scholarship, paying small monthly installments, and have the flexibility to study at your pace. Limited spaces are now available with the University of East London and the University of Suffolk. Call us on 07000-111-000. That is 07000-111-000 to help you jumpstart today. With Unicaf, you can.
Thank you, Unica, for bringing Balogun Broad to Lagos this evening. Lagos, let me take one final call. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello, good evening. All right, call back if you can. 99.3, hello. All right then. Hello, good evening. Good to have you on the show. What's your name, sir? Hello? What's going on? Hello? Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir? Good evening.
Yeah. Thank you, Sandra. The truth be told, to get your CFO or building permit or building plan or whatever in Lagos is It's like a needle passing through the eye of the head of a camel passing through the eye of a needle. That's the truth. Okay. All these talks, yes, we can understand that is to go there and practice. You guys can do your investigative journalism and find out how. Go there and go as an undercover. Then you'll be able to find out whether it is true or not. Then the issue of tax, don't even say, let's not even go there. As we may have Lagos Internal Revenue here, then we can talk about the issue of tax, because they give people assessment arbitrarily. They even decide on how much you should pay your staff. Even when you have letter of employment as evidence of what you are paying yourself, you have it, bank statements and everything. They will say, no, this person should earn XYZ. So let's not go there.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. I don't know what your response to that is going to be, Mr. Kende, but we've got about 1 minute.
Yes, in as much as, Sandra, thank you. Mm. In as much as I don't want to operate for the LRS, mm-hmm. but I want to say for my discovery so far, I mean, ever since I resumed, is that I want to encourage the good people of Lagos State. Please, let us discharge our civic responsibility by paying our tax as at when due, and let us pay the correct tax to Lagos State. Once that is done, and you approach us that you want to get a planning permit, you are not going to have any issue with us. Yes, I know the apprehension, I know the concern of the public, but I'm saying that, look, we have also, putting a lot of measures in place to ensure that we streamline our processes and we reduce downward this processing time. Anybody can take me on this. We have statistics to that effect. But again, I would want to start rolling out that. If anybody has any complaints about delay in processing his application, let the person feel free to come to my office. I will give out my phone number. Let them come. That is why I'm here. I want the good people of Lagos State to achieve that dream of owning a structure within a record time, within a reasonable time. I want them to actualize their dream by putting a roof over their heads. I'm here for that. But however, I want people also to let us do things according to the law. That is why we have streamlined our processes. That is why we have reduced our processing period from 18 working days to 10 working days. Because we are not unmindful of the fact that a lot of people actually wants to build structures within a period of time. Some have gone to the bank for loan. Some, one way or the other, they just bought. At the same time, please, I want to use this opportunity to tell the good people of Lagos State that please, they can take me by this word, that things have changed. We have rejigged our system. We have rejigged our structure to please everybody, to ensure that that aspiration of building a house is achievable individually or collectively.
All right.
If you have your application, you are being disturbed, anybody is telling you this is not possible, please, it's just a phone call. Call me. Immediately, I'm going to intervene. I'm going to investigate that matter and ensure that the right thing is done. But my final note, people, is this. Look, we can't be everywhere at the same time. Like the other question that you asked me. Look, if you see your neighbor doing any form, once he starts digging, to commence any form of construction, and you are not sure if that person actually has a permit or not, please contact me or contact the Lagos State Building Control Agency. Or better say, you contact the Ministry of Physical Planning and Urban Development. Then we are quickly going to respond and ensure that that structure that is about to start has the necessary permit to go ahead. Otherwise, we are not going to allow that.
All right, Mr. Kende Oshinaike is the General Manager, Lagos State Physical Planning Permit Authority. Thank you so much for your time this evening.
Thank you. Sandra?
Yes.
Will I leave my number in case anybody has anything?
That's yes, please. Go ahead. Leave your number. Yes.
Yes. My number is 080. 0-0-231-46-227. I'm going to repeat that. 0-0-231-46-227.
All right. Thank you very much. And thank you as well to Unicaf. Unicaf also tries to make your life easy, helping you get an education. Yes?
Yes, Unicaf does. It's an educational organization, and it's based in Europe, but operates globally. Unicaf lets people in Nigeria and other countries get degrees from our partner universities in UK and the US. And you get to study online, and at the end, you get the exact same degree as the students on campus in those countries. Plus, Unicaf offers scholarships to eligible candidates. And our mission is solely to contribute positively to education and economic development of local communities by increasing access to quality higher education. And so you must have heard about the MBA that Unicaf is offering, the MBA scholarship, that is the Masters in Business Administration that Unicaf is offering. And with Unicaf, you can get a British MBA degree, and with that degree, you have an edge over everyone else competing for opportunities. The MBA teaches you the core skills you need, both for management and for entrepreneurship. And we are partnered with universities in East London, University of Suffolk, Liverpool John Moores University, and our multi-campus Unicaf University.